Welcome to The Sales Hustle, the only no BS podcast where we bring you the real, raw, uncut experiences from sales change makers across various industries. The only place where you can get what you're looking for to up your sales game. Today's episode is brought to you by SalesCast. SalesCast helps sales professionals transform the relationship building process and win their dream clients. I'm your host, Colin Mitchell. What is happening, sales hustlers? Welcome to another episode. I am very excited for today's guest. I've got JB the Wizard. I had the pleasure of meeting JB on LinkedIn recently, and we hopped on a call, got to know each other a bit, and I was like, man, we got to have you on Sales Hustle. So here we are making it happen. JB the Wizard, you will understand why they call him the Wizard. About that. So JB, just, you know, before we jump in, give people a little bit of, you know, story about yourself. Keep it short so we can get into the good stuff, because today we agreed to talk about alignment and self-mastery for salespeople.
Yes. All right. So real short story then. My degree is pre-medical exercise physiology. I went on into being in some Hollywood films, worked with Cuba Gooding Jr. and Alfre Woodard, Ed Harris. And then I did theater, musical theater, Shakespeare. I taught at a university when they flew me in to do that. We did commercials, international commercials, voiceovers for Cartoon Network to perform, got cast in opera, you know, and then took all of that, started directing and producing, and made some films for Fortune 500 companies, worked with CEOs and that type of executives. And then after all of that, I was like, you know, the same thing that I do when I direct actors and people is really to help them be authentic and comfortable in front of the camera. Let me do this for some CEOs, executives, and some leaders, because the number one fear, I think, you know, is public speaking. So I was like, man, I've got a lot of experience there. And that transitioned over into alignment and into... People started working with me because they said I just looked happy. So, maybe I do smile all the time.
And if people knew what I know, right, that you have six kids, they'd be like, what do you mean you're happy, man?
right. You know, it's like, man, that's part of the source of some of my joy. Listen, everything I'm wearing right here, yeah. Each one of my kids made it. You know what I mean? So it's like they're with me all the time.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right, so yeah, not your typical path to working with salespeople, but a very unique background and experiences. And something you said to me is like, man, I just love working with salespeople. And tell me why.
Yeah, because listen, through the journey, okay, I've been an entrepreneur my entire life, you understand? So anything that I have, whatever I drink, has come from my selling. Yeah. Okay. Literally my entire life. Okay. And everything is from my ability to sell. All right. And so what happened with that, that means my ability to speak. Okay. And so that's why when I was working with people with public speaking, I realized, wait a second, everything is just selling. This is all selling. So I started working with VCs, right. And all of these executives. And I was really just helping them to what? Sell themselves, sell their product, sell, because a lot of people would lean on their product, which is not enough, right? They have to trust and believe you. So then I found myself in some horrible situations. We might get into that, you know, and I had to, we might get into that, right? But I was speaking, I had to sell again with my mouth. And I realized all I'm doing, all I've been doing my entire life, is master the ability to sell. And how did I do that? And how did I do that with what people constantly noticed with me without, I don't get burned out. I don't, you know, I am happy. How does that happen when I have had borderline houseless lows? Okay. Mm-hmm. And then some gigantic highs, you know, we're acting in Prison Break on Fox and all of that stuff, you know, Disney auditions and Steven Spielberg stuff. That's a big range. It's not like anybody gave me anything. Right. But what was stable the entire time was me. Right. And that's that self-mastery thing. It's like that is the secret power to all of your sales and not burning out.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, anybody who's been in sales for a while will tell you, you know, there's lots of highs and lots of lows. And most people that don't stick around, you know, burn out, you know, go into another career path. You know, fizzle out, whatever you want to call it, or realize like, shit, sales is not for me, have a hard time,
really staying neutral or really, keeping their level of confidence and not tying their self-worth to whether they hit quota or not.
Exactly. And how that even, transition to these salespeople, besides me realizing all I was doing was selling, is that they started to, my top clients, I ended up finding out they were always salespeople. And the thing I love about salespeople is they're constantly trying to improve. The real ones, not somebody who tolerates sales. The people who get the salespeople are the best people on the planet. You know what I mean? The people who understand that, the thing is that they were reaching out and they're like, I want to improve. I need this self-mastery because I'm dealing with anxiety, depression, the burnout, stuff like that. But the salespeople, they're always looking for an edge. I'm doing everything right. I'm handling objections correctly, right? I'm fortunate in the follow-up. You know what I mean? I'm doing all of these things. I've got all of these touches, 7 points of touches. But, they're able to, they're still saying, okay, I'm doing everything right. Why am I not quite where I want to be? Why is Johnny over there who sucks closing more than me, right? That's a big one that comes up. Or why is this guy making more money or doing better than I am, but I'm maybe hustling more, right? So those types of people, they ended up being salespeople. It ended up coming to me like that. And then we just fell in love because I was like, wait a second, these are my people, right?
Yeah. So, I think there's a big difference between average sellers and elite sellers, right? Clearly, other than the fact that maybe they have a bigger bank account, right? elite sellers, top performers, understand, to get better in their professional role, whatever that is, doesn't really have anything to do with getting better at running discovery calls or booking more appointments or reaching the C-suite or closing more, negotiating better. Like, those are all necessary skills, but those aren't what are going to take you to the next level.
Right. That's exactly right. It's like, you better be able to do all that well.
That's
an expectation, right? Like, that's at a certain level, that's an expectation, right? And if we want to level up, we've got to take a look at other things that matter.
Yeah. And people think like, oh, hustling more, grinding more, putting more hours in are going to get you there. Nah, sorry. That ain't true. I know from my own personal experience that once I started investing more into myself personally, then I became more successful professionally.
Jeez. That's true, man. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. That's definitely what they find. But, to hear somebody be able to articulate that clearly in this space, that's a big deal.
So tell me a little bit, like, when you're working with sales folks, which you often do and you love doing, you made that real clear. What type of stuff, what things are they struggling with? And then what are some breakthroughs that they can experience? And let's just give the sales hustlers that are listening, like, maybe some tactical things that they might not be aware of, that they might be feeling, and some things that they can do to improve, in those areas.
Sure. So we're looking at self-mastery stuff, right? So why is that important? So if you can imagine punching, okay, or if you can imagine punching or chopping down a tree, you can increase the strength of your triceps or even your chest to a certain degree. But what we want to get is an efficient punch. We also want to understand where exactly to strike to have the most impact possible. Okay. So this is not around hustling. If you think, once you get in the mindset of hustling or doing more, you already get exhausted before the game starts. So you've already lost, right? So the way we want to view this is efficiency. We want to view this with efficiency. And part of getting efficient is the alignment. And alignment, the way I was saying earlier, is imagine it like your spine, your spinal column, your spinal cord. If your spinal cord is out of alignment, right, it can pinch certain nerves. This is physiology talking, but it applies the same for the way we think. If it pinches nerves, you got your fingertips that start getting, what is it called? Like numb, you know what I mean? Like they falling asleep. You get other kinds of pains, your hips adjusting, your shoulders adjusting, everything goes off. This is what happens when the life is not in alignment. So when we're looking at this, what I want you to do, this is a tactical thing. It seems maybe mental and thinky, but this is very tactical. When you consider what it is that you're selling, what is it that you're selling? That seems basically a very important one. Do you believe in it? Do you support it? How long do you connect with it on a life level, right? Because once you get hit the numbers that you hit, what will happen and what this is going to save you from is you're not really going to feel different because you are you. Wherever you go, you are. Okay. So that's the same thing for your bank account. So what we want to do is prevent that pain from happening. And that's why I'm telling you this now. So consider what it is you're selling, how you're selling it. Is it sustainable and scalable? Do you believe in it? Okay. How is that fitting in with your personal life, you know, your family, your children? And this goes into something I teach called circadian schedule, which means basically your day. And this is going to be a little bit tactical to think about as well, but consider that you are a unique individual. What this means is as a person, we're not all the same. We're one race. We're all humans, but we're still not all the same in that some people might wake up at 5 and feel great. Some people might not. So do not buy into this idea of 5 a.m. hustle group. I hate that stuff. You know what I mean? I hate that stuff. 6 a.m. Yeah. Beat the clock. Forget about it. Who cares? Who cares what you beat? You're in a battle with yourself. Okay.
And the hard, yeah. You know, the hard part with this is like where you're working, what you're selling, and the culture, you know, may not be the best fit for you, right? If they don't allow you to have the autonomy to do what's best for you to perform at your highest level, then that might not be the right place for you, right? Mm-hmm. I am a 4:30 a.m. wake up dude, but that is not a good fit for everybody. Some people, you know, they crank it out late at night and get a lot done, and that's their jam. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? And you know, now in the current environment where people can work from home and, you know, companies are starting to be more flexible, like, hey, you know, we don't really care what or how or when you do the things, as long as, you know, you're getting results, we're going to let you do your thing. Right. So I think if that's your style or that's what works for you, you got to make sure that who you're working for, what you're selling is in alignment with that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's exactly right. So everything Kevin said right there, you know, that's in alignment. The culture is in alignment. Your feelings towards it is. How is your day spent? This is some of the stuff where you're taking care of yourself a little bit. But yeah. One of the other tactical things to think about is the activities that you're doing on or off of work. We want them to plug into what I call the atomic core. I talk about this stuff in the book, but this is into your atomic core, which simply means that your activities have, let's say, a purpose and an intent. I skateboard every day, right? So right behind me, this is the Futuring Skate Park, right? So I skate. Now, if I'm skating, I might skate before a call, but it's for a purpose, all right? It does connect me to where I feel positive, happy, that sort of thing, right? So that's really a form of meditation. I'm not into, I'm not against yoga, but I'm not the yoga guy, and I'm not the friggin' close your eyes and meditate. I'm not into that. There's all kinds of ways of meditation that activates certain aspects of your brain that salespeople tend to benefit from more often and in a more efficient way. And there's a reason for that. So the point is that we're paying attention to alignment. The activities that you're doing afterwards, are they, let's say, filling your cup back up, right? We want to fill that cup back up. All right. So these are some things I want you to think about when you leave the workplace, on your way to the workplace. The culture, just like Colin was saying, how you feel about what you're doing. Is it bringing you closer to your goal? Because you have a goal in your mind, not just there's a financial goal. There's a way you want to live. There's something that you see that, you know, you are, you know, you're this person. Okay. Well, we simply want to make sure is all of your activities are bringing you closer to that you. Right. So that's
some people don't even know what that is. Right. That's the first. Figuring out what that is, like, you know, what things matter to me and where am I trying to go, right?
Yes.
And then everything that you need, everything that you're doing should be leading you towards that. And if it's not, then, you know, you need to reassess some things is what I'm hearing. But one thing that I love that you said was, you know, finding out what fills you back up, right? Because I think a lot of people are quick to get on board on the new trend or the new what everybody else is doing thing. And it maybe, you know, doesn't feel right or feels forced or feels like work, right? Mm-hmm. And like you say, for you, it's skateboarding, you know? For me, sometimes before I hop on a call, it's like, I'll just crank out 25, 30 push-ups and I feel energized and then I'm ready to go. You know, that works for me. Yeah. And, you know, I used to, you know, I've been meditating for geez, I don't know, 12 years now. But it's changed, right? I used to think, you know, that I needed to be super zen and sit for a long time, right? People are talking about sitting for 30, 40, 60 minutes. And, you know, I was chasing that, like, hey, I got to do that. And I realized, you know, that doesn't work for me. What works for me is maybe sitting for 5 minutes in the morning or 10 minutes. And then throughout the day, I might meditate for 1 minute or 2 minute or 3 minutes or 5 minutes or 10 minutes, you know, and just being super flexible with what feels right and what I need in the time. And some days, maybe 5 or 10 minutes in the morning might be all that I need. And then other days, you know, I might, you know, there might be 3 or 4 times throughout the day that come up that I need a minute or two, you know, to just, you know, bring it back to the breath. So, what I hear, you know, I love what you said, which is find what is right for you to fill your cup back up, right? And if you want to be a top performer, sales hustlers, like, these things are so important. These are what's going to take you to the next level. It's not, you know, getting better at negotiating or sitting in the next paid training from, you know, corporate training. Like, literally investing in yourself personally, you will be much more efficient in your professional role.
That's exactly right. You know, and one thing that's challenging, like you mentioned there, about people may not sometimes know, you know, who they are, or what interests them. One of the major things that I share that I believe this is going to help some people, it's another tactical thing to work on here, is that you have all the answers. You already know, period. And I want you to swallow that. I want anybody listening to this to hear that and take that in.
That's powerful, man, because so many people are looking for other people to give them the answers. Right.
That's exactly
and
right.
Like, you know, nobody knows what's true for you except for you, but you got to get in alignment, get clear, get more self-aware to be able to tap into those answers.
That's exactly right. And so one of the things that you may be able to take action on today as well is that when you are, just consider this right now, that when you are looking for yourself to become yourself, there are, when you think about people, wife, children, parents, grandparents, culture, state, country, job, teachers, students, it doesn't matter. Any of those people, when you think about them and consider the choices and decisions you are making or have made in an attempt to please those people or to fit into their ideals and outline for your life, okay? At that spot, when you can identify some of that, we're going to find out exactly who you really are. And that is who we want to find. That's where your money is. When you get to that spot, that spot is what's going to enable you to close sales, to have confidence, to think faster, to handle whatever you're doing. When all of this is in alignment, you become an invincible force, and you can't even potentially be connected to your number quota because you know who you are. And once you release all of that, now you can function with efficiency and power.
Sales hustlers, you might want to just hit pause and rewind for a second. Listen to that one more time. Maybe for people that, you know, you know, sometimes people need to hear something multiple times before they learn it or in different ways. So do you want to break that down one more time for people, just, you know, if they missed it?
Yeah, sure. So from considering where you may have made that choice?
Yeah.
Okay. So right now, this almost seems like a guided meditation type thing, but here we go. Right now, you might need to pull over. If you're driving, you might need to pull over for a second, you know, close those
windows. Full disclosure, if you're driving, stop your vehicle. We're not responsible if you crash.
That's right. All right. So go here, and I want you to walk back in your mind, walk back in your life. Consider where you're living right now, what you're driving, what you think, who you're trying to impress, and begin to ask yourself why. That we have to go further, right? So why are we impressing those people? Let's go further. Who is it that we made these decisions for? Okay. Now this can be, again, maybe a teacher said something, student, friend, parent, mother, grandparent, father, lack of a parent, father, some traumatic event that has happened. Deal with that a lot. Yeah. Okay. It doesn't matter. We have to figure out at what point did that happen? And at that point, we're going to be able to see exactly who you are. At that moment, That's who we're going to bring. That's how, who we're going to bring into your right now. When we bring the real you into your right now, we begin to feel a sense of relief and calm. Now, there's another thing I call flexing your bravery muscle, okay? The bravery muscle is taking action with who you really are, okay? So once we see who you are, where you may have made a choice, decision, thought pattern, or belief where you have to earn a certain amount of money, have a certain kind of vehicle, live in a certain place, hang with these types of friends, wear a certain kind of clothing. I'm German, man. I can't say the TH so well. But wear that type of clothes. We want to take a look at that and realize, wait a second, here is who I am. That's who I am. Then it takes some bravery muscle to live that out. But when we see who you are, now you enter any and every sales conversation with a new level of confidence that is impossible to crush. This is the way you close multi six-figure, seven-figure deals right here. Even five-figure deals, one-figure, doesn't matter. This is how you do it because you are unbreakable. And there's no way that you can tie your self-worth into your quota because the quota is irrelevant. You understand who you are. And once you release all of the things that no longer matter and you're simply yourself, now you walk in power and invincibility. And that is attractive and sexy to anybody else. And that is who people want to connect to when you're closing your sale.
Boom. There you go. I mean, I feel like we should just end it right now. Like, what else is there to say? No, man, that is some powerful shit right there because, I mean, mindset and confidence are the two most essential things to being successful in sales. And, you know, just to kind of break down and peel back a little bit of what you're saying there is like so many people are chasing something that somebody imposed upon them or overcompensating for something that they didn't have. And some might say, hey, like that's my superpower. That's what drives me. Right. But it's that's when you get into that really common place for so many salespeople of that imposter syndrome that everybody talks about, right? And when you're super comfortable with who you are and where you want to go, and it's something that you decided and somebody else didn't impose upon you, there's that level of confidence and drive that's just going to push you forward.
Yep. The way that I liken it to is like this. I call it the atomic core. There's a lot of words that we created here, but the atomic core, that's the thing that fuels and fires you up. And I call it that because a submarine is powered by atomic and nuclear splitting. So it doesn't have to come back inland to charge. Yeah. It doesn't have to have gasoline to keep it going. It continues to go for months at a time. How? Because it has a nuclear reactor. And so do you. So if you are driven by these things, whatever that might be, exactly what Colin just said, if you're driven by those things, then you are filling you're running off of gasoline. Okay. Mm. You could be running off of something way more pure. So an example is if we had
like a diesel, rocket fuel.
Yes. if we go diesel and gasoline.
I don't know how pure it is, but it's going to take you further.
So I drive electric, right? That's really pure, very fast, you know. Yeah. But a number of years ago on my motorcycle, this is like kind of a lot of years ago, but I went to the gas station in my motorcycle and then I filled it up, boom, boom, boom. And then I go, what? I just filled the tank. What? Right? Turned out I was at the freaking diesel pump, you know? So I was like, oh my gosh. Yeah. So then I had to, you know, unplug the stuff and drain the diesel and I filled it back up with gasoline and it took a prop, 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 and then it fired up and was good to go. So here's the thing. If you're driven by this thing, that's what drives me. That's diesel, buddy. That is diesel in a gasoline tank. You are not going to run. You're going to experience burnout, stress, anxiety, depression, sadness. It's going to be very inefficient. What we want to do is plug into your atomic core. And as a motorcycle that runs off of gasoline, that is the appropriate fuel that's going to help you continue to go without giving up. That's the secret. Yeah. How is this guy going so long, so strong, without giving up, without getting burnout? He's tapped into his atomic core. And you can only access that when you are in alignment. And then you got to know how to flex the bravery muscle.
Boom. Yeah. So figuring out what you run off of is the first thing, right? Maybe you run off electricity like me and JB here, or maybe diesel's your thing. Maybe diesel is your thing. That's right. But figuring out what is and what's true for you when you're in alignment, right? And then it's going to push you forward. So are you running off the wrong fumes here or what is the first thing? So, man, JB, thanks so much for coming on today. We could talk all day, but, you know, I think we're going to have to cut it here because it feels like an appropriate place. I think that you just dropped tons of fire here for sales hustlers and gave them some things to consider. Any final thoughts, anything you want to let them know? Where can they learn more? All that good stuff.
Yeah, JB the Wizard is my name. So JB the Wizard on LinkedIn, JB the Wizard on Facebook, JB the Wizard on Instagram, JB the Wizard everywhere. ConnectWithTheWizard.com is a good site that'll let you know where to reach some other things. And then there's Ordinary Conversations with the Wizard. That's a podcast that we put out every now and again. And it's just ordinary conversations. We're talking about birds and nothing. So I might be talking to some lady that deals with bees coming up soon. But but those are all the places to find me, connect me. All of our stuff is on Telegram as well. So if you end up talking to somebody from my team, you're going to find us on Telegram. But every place that's JB the Wizard is the way. And the thing to leave you with is, like we said earlier, but something that might go deep, is that you already have all the answers. Mm. That's what I'll leave them with.
Yeah, awesome. And I don't think there's too many JB the Wizards out there, so you shouldn't have a problem finding him. But we'll drop the links there in the show notes for you, sales hustlers. And if you enjoyed today's episode, please, please, please share the show with your friends, write us a review. And as always, we're listening for your feedback.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Sales Hustle. Are you a sales professional looking to take your sales career to the next level? If the answer is yes, then I want you to go over to salescast.co. Check us out, and if you feel that you are ready, set up a time to talk with me and my co-founder, Chris. I'm your host, Colin Mitchell, and if you enjoyed this episode, feel free to leave us a review and share the podcast with your friends.